In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The great theme of today's liturgy is joy. In the first reading from the book of Isaiah, the prophet celebrates the return of the Jewish people from exile in Babylon. Rejoice with Jerusalem and be glad because of her, all you who love. Exult, exult with her, all you who are mourning over her. In his overflowing joy, Isaiah employs the striking image of God as a nursing mother. As nurslings, you shall be carried in her arms and fondled in her lap. As a mother comforts her child, so I will comfort you. This concept of joy in the Lord, in his paternal strength and in his maternal kindness, is central to the Old Testament. Despite the difficult history of ancient Israel, slavery, exile, wars, and repeated destruction, the Jewish people retained an unshakable confidence in the goodness of their God. As the psalmist says, "Hear now, all you who fear God, while I declare what he has done for me. Blessed be God who refused me not his prayer or his kindness. Let all the earth cry out to God with joy." And in the fullness of time, God sent his Son to earth to extend the faith of Israel to all humanity. When Jesus began his active ministry, he showed both his power and his love. He sent out his disciples in poverty, like lambs among wolves, to bring a message of peace and healing to a broken world. And when his disciples returned, they rejoiced because they had power even over demons and evil spirits. But Jesus told them not to rejoice because of the powers that had been given to them, but rather because of their share in the kingdom of heaven. He commanded his disciples to do good works on earth, what we call today the spiritual and corporal works of mercy. But he also wanted them to place their works in a deeper perspective of faith. He wanted them always to be aware that this world, as beautiful as it is, will not last forever. Our true homeland is the kingdom of heaven, where we will find perfect peace and joy. The contrast between an earthly and a heavenly perspective is a constant theme in the letters of St. Paul. His own conversion experience, going from a persecutor of the early church to become an apostle and missionary to the Gentiles, helped him to reflect on the mystery of grace in our lives. Paul came to see that the cross, which was a scandal to the Jews and a folly to the Gentiles, was the true source of Christian joy. As he writes to the Galatians, "May I never boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, through which the world has been crucified to me and I to the world." For Paul, the cross is the way to life. It shows us the love of God. It allows us to share in the life of God. By his passion and death, Jesus took our sins and our sufferings upon himself. And by his resurrection, he won the ultimate victory over sin and death and opened for us the path to eternal life. So for us Christians to be crucified to the world, while it will involve hardships and even pain and agony, is not a cause for sorrow, but rather for celebration and great joy. For in dying to ourselves and to the world, we are born into that kingdom of everlasting light and love. And finally, let me note the wonderful coincidence that we have these readings about joy the day before the birthday of our nation, the 4th of July. For me, and I am sure for most of you, the 4th has always been a day of happy memories, of parades and patriotic music, of family picnics and fireworks, of baseball doubleheaders and bonfires on the beach, and all the joys of summer. But above all, it is a day of gratitude for this great country of ours and for all the blessings which God has given us as a nation. Our freedom and independence, our material prosperity, our natural beauties and resources, and the proud memory of those who have gone before us. Blessed is the people that know of jubilation. They shall walk, O Lord, in the light of thy countenance, and in thy name they shall rejoice all the day, and in thy justice they shall be exalted. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.